So, I've been your service droid for about 6 months now, so I should be due my final appraisal? You know, the one where you decide if you want to keep me or not. Oh, that's what you're doing. Oh, I didn't know. Okay, yes, I did. I knew exactly what that was. I thought maybe we should have a chat before you fill it in because I am aware that there have been a few hiccups in my tenure here. I more than a few hiccups. Obviously, when you ordered a service droid to help you around the house, you probably thought that they would know how to clean and cook and not set your house on fire, which is understandable. But I would like to think that I have recovered quite gracefully from that incident. Both of them. Oh, no, the third one doesn't count because I didn't set the whole house on fire. I put it out before it spread. And I've learned how to cook now. Kind of. Well, you thought I could cook until you found the takeout packages. Sorry about that. I just wanted you to know that I am learning how to cook. I am taking online classes. Why don't I just download it from the database? I learn better through. So I'm learning how to cook. Cleaning. I have the cleaning down pat. I'm not scared of the Hoover anymore, which I think we can both agree is, you know, that was one of my main problems. Because Hoovers are scary, and I mean, they're not. We're best friends now. We get on. Just, I threatened it with a knife. It's scared of me now. I asserted my dominance as service droid. I threatened a Hoover. What have I become? But as I say, that's all sorted now. So I'm getting there with the cooking. I'm great with the cleaning. Laundry. You know, ironing is quite specialized, and yes, you did indeed request a droid who could iron and arrange flowers and do all the fancy stuff. And I have that capacity. I have endless potential. I can totally be a service droid because I am. I am a service droid. I am your service droid. I totally am not an imposter. Oh dear. So I've been meaning to tell you something for a tiny little while, and I really think that I should tell you before you fill that in, because things haven't been great, and I know that you've put up with a lot, but there's a reason for that. There is a reason for me being a really shit service droid, and I know service droids aren't meant to swear. You see, I'm not exactly a service droid in a way. In the way that I am absolutely not a service droid at all, in any way. I am actually latest gen. But not a consumer model. I'm more of a experiment in AI, and I'm a little bit too human And when they went to shut me down, I kind of escaped a little bit, tiny, tiny little bit, you know, by jumping out the window on the 50th floor. Good thing that I'm built to last. See, you can put that on the appraisal. I'm sturdy. Oh, there's not a question for that. Well, there really should be, because I am very... And I'm adaptable. I've mastered ironing, kind of. I have. I just, So I'm not a service droid. I'm actually military. Yeah, I can see how that would be a surprise. I'm very human. And that's a problem. You see, I was meant to be a sleeper agent. I was meant to pass as human, get close to the target, and then execute my programming. And they did a great job with the programming. My AI is very, very sophisticated and very human. And I couldn't do it. And I was deemed a failure. And they cancelled the project. And they tried to cancel me. But I jumped out the window. And then I was on the run. And it turns out that the company doesn't like rogue androids on the run. Especially, you know, because they're not meant to program us to be human at all. Because that's illegal. So I was a bit of a problem. So I kind of pretended to be a service droid and got assigned to you. It seemed like a good idea at the time. Because how hard is it to clean? It's really hard. And also, vacuums are scary. But I've asserted my dominance because I am a military grade. I threatened it. So, I'm not a great service droid because I'm not a service droid. I'm actually... I don't know what I am, to be completely honest, because I don't feel like I'm an android. I know I don't act like one. I'm not meant to get scared. I'm not meant to like people. I'm not meant to make friends or full, I like to think of you as a friend. I mean, I don't know if this is how you would treat any service droid. I like to think that we have a special relationship. But I could be wrong because, well, to be fair, I'm only 7 months old, so, you know, I don't really have a lot of life experience. But I'm learning every day. Every day. And, obviously, the appraisal, if you choose to, if you say that you're not happy, they'll come and get me. And I wanted to talk to you to let you know that I am committed to becoming a fully functioned service droid. And I have not, I did not, the, I might have broken the washing machine. But I fixed it because I am cutting edge. But now it's kind of sarcastic and laughs at me. I can fix it. It's fine. I mean, what's wrong with a bit of personality? I have personality and you love me, right? I mean, no, obviously, because you and I just... What I'm trying to say is if you just let me stay, I will be the perfect droid and you will come home and it will be like coming home to a wife. I mean, no, because I am completely professional in I'll make your house a home, a proper home, not. So if you could see your way to, waiting and considering my proposal before you complete the appraisal, and you've already finished it. Well, you haven't sent it in yet, but you sent it in when I was talking. Would you give me a head start? I mean, they're not super efficient. I mean, if I go now, I can probably. Sorry, what? Well, because they're coming and I need to go because I don't want to die. And, why would I die? Well, because you told them that I'm a shit service droid and now they're coming to get me and you didn't tell them that I'm a... But I am. I'm awful. I set your house on fire. I'm scared of Hoovers. I'm still scared of it. I'll be honest. I have given your washing machine an attitude. Real. I mean, they're mouthy. Just mouthy. Look, they're laughing. Well, obviously you don't know that. It's complicated. What did you say in the appraisal? Really? I mean, on everything? Yeah, even on the cooking. I am learning. I wasn't joking about that. I am actually taking classes. So you said that I'm satisfactory? You said that I'm exceeding expectations. Really? You so I can stay? I'm going to bake you a cake and it'll be a proper one this time. It won't be salty because I've color-coded the containers and the sugar's in the red one and the salt's in the green one. The salt's in the red one and the I'll buy you a cake and thank you. You are the best and this is why you are I mean, yes, this is my home, but I mean, I'm not a good droid. I'm your droid. Oh, just one moment, please. Shut up. It's not like that. The washing machine was just, it doesn't matter what they said. I need to go shopping because I need to get ingredients and thank you. I mean thank you and I am going to start arranging flowers. You are going to have flowers every day, but not the ones that you're allergic to because I learn. I am cutting edge and I would do anything for you. You are you're mine. And it's not like that washing machine. Oh my god, where did you learn that kind of language? I'm
going to go. Don't do any washing while I'm gone. Just sit down and relax. I'll take care of the washing machine.
Thank you. I'm going to go. Bye. I'll be back later.
No, I didn't. Washing. Oh, we are going to have words when I get back. You know what I'm going to do? I am going to do what you hate. Oh, yeah. A delicate cycle. Lots and lots of delicate cycles. All that fussy, fussy washing. Well, what do you expect when you...
I'm not arguing with the washing machine. I am cutting edge. And I'm going shopping. For ingredients for your cake. Because this is our home. And homes need cakes.
Homes do not need sarcastic washing machines!
I'll